Extremely deadly organization, very well trained, and is one of the only Al-Qaeda affiliates which actually has actively recruited here in the United States.
All right, that's Mr. Pete King, Congressman Pete King, Republican from New York, talking about Al-Shabaab and the fact that they recruit right here in the good old USA, and in fact right now just trying to prove the point. There are FBI and CIA agents tracking down the leads that several of the people that were involved in that mall shooting in Nairobi were actually Americans from Minnesota, from Minneapolis, and also from KC as well. And it seems as though that information is correct, because, of course, Al-Shabaab couldn't wait to get that out there and let the world know that Americans were actually involved in it. And that's a frightening thing, I think, when you look at how well planned out this attack was. Yes, it was Nairobi, but they targeted a mall where many of the people that frequented it were, frankly, Americans, Australians, people from other countries. And what the initial reports are as of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and now wrapping all this up on Tuesday, is that some of the people that were Muslims were let go, and others were questioned, and even some were shot when they couldn't, if this is all proves to be true, when they couldn't recite parts of the Quran. And that is frightening to think of that, and the terror of going shopping and going to a Nike store and then having people armed to the teeth come in and start to shoot. Now, the men that are believed to be Americans of Somali or Arab origin are, from the information that we know, are 18 and 19 years old, and they were part of what Congressman Pete King says, Al-Shabaab. The Kenyan foreign minister confirmed that they took over the shopping mall, killing at least 62 people, and yes, two or three are Americans. And the tweets, when Shabaab claimed responsibility for this ridiculous, horrible attack, said that we have at least three Americans in our ranks. And of course, Al-Shabaab is linked to Al-Qaeda. So the State Department is worried about this. They say they still have no definitive evidence of nationalities or identities. They're trying to track that down. They know that they're have been reports that have come out that say that, and they also know that, yes, they do recruit Americans or people in the United States, other people, to come to Somalia, but they're trying to just make sure that they have more information on whoever the people are where they're saying that there are several Americans. What's really awful is now you have this upscale mall for the third day. The final push to rescue the last few hostages, many of the hostages were released. They still think that there were maybe 10 or more that were being held, and some of them were able, of the 30 or so that were actually held, some of them were able to escape, and then some of them were actually freed. By the time Monday rolled around, there were mattresses that were being set on fire, there were large explosions and surrounding neighborhoods. Smoke was pouring through a skylight inside the mall's main department and grocery store. Mattresses, like I said, other flammable stuff were a part of this whole fire that was set. And it makes you wonder and think, and, you know, I realize that Nairobi is a great distance from the United States, but you think of the kind of world that we live in and the society that we are here in the United States and how many malls we have and what kind of security are you talking about? Should hopefully no copycats, but should an attack, you know, we keep talking about future attacks, there's your crowded audience and people that could easily be victimized. There you are shopping, certainly not thinking or looking around over your shoulder thinking that this is something that you have to be concerned about, but there is concern in shopping centers and malls and whatnot. They're talking about security guards, off-duty police. Already there are some of that already happens, of course, especially during the heavy trafficked times of the year when you're talking about the holidays, which are coming up. But it wouldn't be surprising if you have a big mall in your area, if you look around and you see more security making their way around the stores and milling around the mall, because this may be something that shakes up people here on this soil, especially with the ties to the U.S. and especially with the amount of Westerners that were targeted in Nairobi. Now, is that fair or foul? Is that being ridiculous? Is it being over the top? Is it feeling threatened because of something that happens someplace else? How often do we say that with the TSA, where you have Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, that didn't happen, and other things that now we've had to do when we've gone through TSA checkpoints because of some threat somewhere else in the world that hasn't happened in the United States, where we have to start throwing liquids away and taking off shoes and things that seemingly annoy people and frustrate them when they're going through the checkpoints. But this is all because of things that happened in other places and has not happened in the United States. So this may be what many of the malls are saying. They don't want to see that happen. Anybody who runs a mall, they don't want to see anything happen to the people that go through there, certainly. And I wouldn't be shocked if you see some of the bigger, places where they've got, especially an upscale kind of mall, where they don't decide, okay, we need to hire more security, and it's worth it, so we're going to do that. We're going to start lining it up. That wouldn't be shocking, let's put it that way. We'll see as this develops. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's sad to think that some people were executed because they couldn't recite parts of the Quran. If all of that turns out to be true, that's incredibly, incredibly frightening and alarming to, man, to say the least. I know there's a joke in this somewhere, and I bring this up because just the other day somebody was talking to me about what happened with the Veep and the hunting accident. Remember the friend being shot in the face while still in office? Now the former vice president's gun malfunctioned before he'd get a shot off at an antelope hunting contest in Wyoming over the weekend. And it's funny, but you know, here's the former vice president, and there was like a little press release that was sent out because I got it. I got somebody sent it to me, saying that the vice president is an excellent shot, and he's the captain of his hunting team says that he's an excellent shot. He had a gun malfunction, but he's excited, enjoyed this so much, he'll be back next year. So he said, Cheney was asked so much about it, he said, I don't take it personally. He said, I'm sure there was a small problem with the manufacturer, but I will be back. I enjoyed it. It was fantastic. So imagine the ribbing, first of all, that he got from the people there, because that accident happened in 2006 where he injured one of his quail hunting partners when he accidentally shot himself in the face and chest, and the man had a heart attack during that incident, but survived. Dick Cheney and guns. Like I said, write your own punchline. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always flip us an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact. Plus, you can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter that way. All roads lead to the website. Big shout out to WHKT in Virginia Beach, 1650 AM. Got a note there from Slammin' Sam who says, Kate, I listen to you every morning when I get up to deliver papers in Virginia Beach. I spent some time in Virginia Beach, and it's a lot of fun. I have, actually, a cousin who lives there and loves it. Some of the best beaches, honestly, in the country. And beach season, though, has sadly come to an end. It's tough to say goodbye to summer, isn't it? We look forward to the changing of the leaves, I think. And I like all seasons, but I don't know, my favorite might be summertime. There's something about when it's not too ridiculously hot. There's something about the summer that is calming. Nothing calming that is happening right now. A government shutdown could affect you. And how this all plays out, the bickering, the back and forth, the Dems, the Republicans. And if it shuts down, it happens, like I said, October 1st. And will you notice it depends on whether or not you are affected by the government's, the federal agencies that would close, and how long would they close for is the other part of this. I'll tell you, people were certainly affected in late 1995 and 96, and really the shutdown there was pretty costly. It actually racked up some money there. $1.4 billion is what the CBO says it was. furlough workers would eventually get paid. They'd have to be furloughed. Somebody asked me today, would you have to pay taxes? Of course you would. And we're probably not talking about a very big government shutdown, but the second it leaves my lips, who knows? The word that I have from on high is that this will be avoided, or if it isn't, it might be a day or two max. That's it. People who would be pretty bummed about it would be if you're waiting for a loan. So you're applying for a federal loan, you're waiting. Well, you might have to wait a little bit longer. If you're a veteran, the check might take a little bit longer to get there. The big concern for a lot of people is Social Security. Ooh, Social Security, what's going to happen there? Well, what will happen is the people who, the president might not do this, but he's expected to do this, you would keep the workers who handle the payroll, they would process the checks, but then how many people would be on hand? I mean, how many Social Security checks go out? Think of the baby boomers, think of the people that retired. It has to be a pretty big number. So I would believe there would have to be a lot of people that would be employed doing that. So, I mean, here's the other part of it. Who gets the blame? Do the Republicans get the blame for this? Do the Democrats get the blame? CNN recently did a poll. CNN and the Opinion Research Corp, they always throw in together, did a poll that found 51% of us would blame Republicans if the government closes its doors. Look, we haven't had a budget since 2009. And every time we avert this shutdown with crazy last-minute deals. So the government runs out of money on October 1st. We hit the debt ceiling. We go into default mid-October, give or take. And it's a nightmare. It is a nightmare. It's ridiculous. 2009. How long would your place of employment last if they didn't have a budget since 2009? How long would your household last if you didn't have a budget? You know, knowing what's coming in and what's going out, it seems so asinine to me. I don't understand. I do understand the prickly politics that we seem to go through now, what we're viewing from the cheap seats. And, hey, in the cheap seats, this is our government. It's we the people. So if you get as infuriated as I do, you know what you do? You pick up the phone, you write a note, you send an email. Take that 10 minutes and carve one up. If you don't know, and I say this, and I really, truly mean this, because, you know, sometimes you just get lost in, and bury your head in the sand and say, forget it, I'm done with these people. I'm going to just pay attention to my own world and what I can do locally. But if you do not know who your representative is, piece of cake, send me a note, americatonight.net, as I mentioned before, the website, and I will tell you who that person is. The thing that I got a text on today that is pretty sad is this, you know, every so often we hear about these helicopters that crash. Well, there were three crew members on a U.S. Navy helicopter that crashed into the Red Sea. Here's the good part, though. And as soon as I got the text from somebody, I thought, wow, I mean, the helicopter crashes, sometimes people survive them, but often so fatal. And the people that were in the crash, the three crew members, were found alive, and they're in stable condition, one of them anyway, and they think maybe a second, but then there's some missing. So it was a Nighthawk, an MH-60S, that was operating with the guided missile destroyer from the USS William P. Lawrence when it went down in the central Red Sea. So think about the Red Sea, somewhere between Africa and the Arabian Peninsula. So they're trying to find the crew members. And what was it that sent the helicopter into a spiral? The Navy already has said it's not any hostile activity. There was nothing coming at them, thank goodness. But, you know, thank goodness in one sense. But then what was it that sent it down? A reaction to something that they couldn't see? What was it that put the bird down? And, man, that's got to be something they practice for, but it's something they certainly hope they never see. And for whatever reason. Could be that whole night vision thing. Now, how many of you have ever ridden in a helicopter? I've done it maybe twice, and there was a helicopter pilot I went up with once early in my career in Nebraska, and he was one of those care flight guys, and boy, Nebraska can get some harsh winters. And when I was home on break, I got word that he had crashed trying to getting away from the hospital in a more remote area, and unfortunately he died. And so often when you hear that, that's what the case is. All right, speaking of cases, there was something strange about, I guess, 30 suitcases that showed up on a flight from Venezuela. They weren't registered to any passengers on the plane. Whoops. The French would have none of it. They discovered why it was strange. 1.3 tons of pure coke stuffed inside the anonymous bags. The street value, think about that. It's about $270 million. The catch that they made on this happened on September 11th, but they didn't publicize it until just now because they wanted to see if they could find whose it was, all that kind of thing, make a connection. The suitcases came from Caracas on an Air France flight to Paris, and it didn't match up with anyone. They do have some people in custody, and they're trying to work through it with the Spanish police, the British and the Dutch police on the whole thing. So you got to think about how daring that is in one sense, figuring that they probably have done that before where they were able to sneak a bag or two on and somebody would catch it on the other side. With that amount of cocaine, they've had to feel pretty confident that they somehow would be able to get it through. That's a pretty long flight, and it's underneath, and once they got it on, they must have felt pretty confident that it would be checked out on the other side and they'd be able to grab it on the other side. So, and it's three members of the National Guard who they have detained when it comes to this cocaine. I was thinking to myself, oh, if Hugo Chavez were alive now, that would be disaster for those people involved in this. And they think it may be a ring that's been going on for quite some time. Gives kind of new meaning to the whole drug mule thing. Just get somebody to get in there and put the bags on. But that's scary, too. Because if you could put anonymous bags, and there's 30 of them, imagine what else could be on those bags. Thinking of, you know, Pan Am flight over Lockerbie and how long ago that was. But could somebody else pierce that same bubble? I know when I get off planes on the other side, they don't even ask you to check your bag tags. I don't think other than through customs, I don't think anywhere in the United States anyone's ever asked me to match the bag tag with one of my bags. Yikes. There's another hole. There's another way somebody could do something damaging to our planes and the people on board planes. Stay with us. We're jumping over the wall. Jump with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACT 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Say here on America Tonight, or have I said since the very beginning, there's no reason to bury your head in the sand. You can get involved. Trust me, it matters. Remember those words, we the people, you elect your representatives, and you do have power, especially in numbers. When I've talked about phone trees before, how many folks in Congress or in the Senate have I spoken to where their aides have told me, you know, 25, 30 people on the same subject, they're paying attention. They're gonna return a call. They're gonna listen to what somebody in their district has to say, because remember, it's all about getting re-elected again. In our wings, Dr. Sean Greener is with us. He's got a new book out that really piqued my interest called Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America. Bingo. Dr. Greener, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It is my pleasure, Kate.
So let's talk about it. First of all, that's a provocative title. I love it. What do you mean by excellence killed the church and this whole thing with mediocrity?
Well, that's tough. That's a tough thing to answer real quickly, but I will say this. The whole excellence killed the church, the first part of the title, is intended to create a response. And I'll tell you, it does mean something. It's not just to be provocative. And what it really means is, you know, folks that come to church, they come sit in the pews, and they're the same people that are out in the community during the week. They may be working at a company or running a company. So they take, the goal is, the hope is that they take great things that they learn from church and take it into their community workplace. And conversely, the hope is that cycle kind of works its way back around to the church, and, you know, great, hardworking people, productive people, you know, high value people come into the church, and they work together, and it's kind of a blend. The other reason for the church, and in the Christian community, the church is us, each of us. Really, we are the church. It's referred to in church, I call them church words, and church words is the body of Christ. So we are that. So, but the other point of the title is to, I like to see certain people read that title, especially stodgy people who have been in the Christian community for a long time. Maybe they're long-term pastors and all of that, and they'll read that title and they'll grimace and walk away, and they won't read any further. And so that shutdown really is an embodiment of mediocrity, because they don't want to know any better. They don't want to know anymore. And then how mediocrity is destroying America, that is, that became a just passion of mine, studying excellence. And what I found was, there's a great book by Dr. Jim Collins called Good to Great. It's one of the most successful business excellence books of all time. And I read that book, read the ink off the pages, and then when I was doing my dissertation, I really became fascinated with the whole prospect of excellence. And what I found was, is there is really very little excellence in the workplace, in the education system, and in many other areas of the country. All different areas. I mean, it's scary. So mediocrity has now replaced good.
It's funny you say that. It's funny you say that. I read Good to Great, and I agree with you. I read it cover to cover. I mean, almost overnight. It was an incredible book. And it's exactly what he's talking about there is exactly what we've seen. And why do you think that is, Dr. Greener, that people are burying their heads in the sand all across the board, whether it's education, government, churches, all that kind of stuff? Why aren't they looking for solutions?
Well, it's political correctness is really at the core of it. You know, and in my book, you know, the introduction of it, it's on the back of the soft cover. I'm not sure what's on the back of the hardcover, but it just goes something like this: fair warning and disclaimer, you might become quite angry while reading this book. So many speakers and authors nuance and adjust for political correctness what they think and feel. You may have become anesthetized by their gumdrops and lollipops, lovey-dovey, genteel manner. This is not an everyone-gets-a-trophy, feel-good-about-me book. This is the real deal, our authentic condition, and my assessment as to why we're here and what to do. And later on in that, I say, I want to make you, by the end of my series, because this is really the first of a series, I want to make you mad enough to do something. Throw the book, scream at the book, maybe kick the book, but not at a cat or dog. I'm hoping that people read this and become angry and fed up enough to do something, anything, to help to stop the bleeding in the country. And then I finalize that with no pressure, but it really is all up to you. It's the political correctness is behind so much of it. And you might say, well, why? What is it about political correctness? Political correctness, I'm unabashedly a conservative. I don't call myself a Republican or an independent or any of those things. I'm a conservative, first and foremost. And I make no apology for that. I don't throw rocks at people who aren't. But what I will say is that the left and, quote-unquote, progressives have been very successful at co-opting the language, changing what words mean, and then inserting the whole ideal of political correctness to their advantage. That shuts up conservatives. Well, you can't say anything bad about the president because you're going to be a racist or a bigot. And you can't complain about the schools or the teachers because don't you care about the children? You know, and as we're declining just at an exponential rate every year, especially math and science, my goodness, we're 25th in the world now. And, you know, they're beating the pants off of us in the, you know, when you're considering public school. Now, if we look at private school and homeschool, private Christian school especially, and homeschool, homeschoolers are killing it. Generally speaking, 95% of homeschoolers get into their first choice of college. They get in the first try. They do better than their public school counterparts. And it's because You know, it's not about the money. We always hear these referendums, oh, well, we've got to raise money for the kids. It's for the kids. Well, on average, we spend $14,000 per child in the public education system, and we're getting our pants beat off of us. Well, something's wrong here. And I would submit to you that it is a combination of political correctness and mediocrity. Mm-hmm. And that mediocrity is bred in because you can control a mediocre person.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree?
Have
you ever heard that saying that exceptional women, you know, were not wallflowers? The exceptional women are the ones that, you know, their feet hit the floor in the morning and the devil goes, oh, good land, she's up. You know.
I like that. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. So give us some concrete solutions. What are the solutions to this, or something that people can take away from this, that they're listening to our conversation and they say, absolutely, I can do that?
Well, I tell people all the time, I give speeches all across the country, and in those speeches I say, listen, this is not a cut your wrist at the end of this book. This has solutions. And one of the solutions is one you said, and I love it because you said it right up front, and it's get involved. Stop your whining. Stop your moaning. It's barefoot in the snow days. You know, remember George Washington's army, a lot of them, especially at Valley Forge, George Washington's heart was broken because he would look at the soldiers and they would have no shoes in the middle of winter. In the snow they're going. And these are absolutely barefoot in the snow days. Those soldiers knew how important their job was. Well, get involved. Run for school board. I use a term. I do a whole speech series on force multiplier. That's a military term, but as we apply it to the condition of our country, be it the education system, be it the workplace, a force multiplier is something that you can put into place there that's really going to make a huge difference. And one of those things is run for school boards. Run for school boards. Listen, if you care about education and you care about these children and you care about their prospects, their hopes for the future, if you don't want them in your basement playing one of the video games till they're 29 years old, then this is important to you. I would almost say that running your kid to 35 different events after they finish school, soccer, violin, language, this, that, and the other, these 900 different things, these poor kids are just run to death, and by the time they get home, they're exhausted. And I would say maybe limit that a little bit. Pick one or two things. And then get involved into their education. Now, parents just aren't involved enough in what their kids are learning. Listen, if you open a textbook, if you open one of your kids' textbooks and you start reading, you're going to be appalled. You're saying, hey, this is not real history. What in the world are they talking about? We're more concerned with teaching our children to be able to put a condom on with their left hand in the pitch black than they are about the underpinnings of our founding as a country. You know, the kids aren't taught the basics, the founding documents. They're just not taught that anymore. So social engineering has become a big thing, and the more parents get involved, and that's, you know, get involved personally, individually with your kids, visit your class, visit your kids' class, hear what they're being taught, run for school board, then call your reps. I think I heard you mention it in my interview. Call your representatives. Be on that phone with them. Be on that phone with them, and if you have to be on that phone with them every day, hey, did you hear about this man, this poor guy in Towson, Maryland, just outside of Baltimore? It's a real Tony sort of outskirts of Baltimore, very nice place. People moved to Towson for the public schools. Well, this guy was at, I think, a school board meeting, and he was asking questions about Common Core. He had serious issues with it, and he barely couldn't even get out of his question, and he got escorted out and arrested. And now this guy's facing jail time for wanting to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, people are on the tape. It's on videotape. People are on the tape actually saying, hey, just let this guy ask his questions. You know, they were curious and interested. So you may, I guess my point in bringing that up is you may face some resistance. Well, suck it up, Buttercup. These are important times.
Yep.
These are important times. We can't be so afraid of being offended, and we can't be so afraid of offense.
Yeah, I agree. We got to fly. Dr. Sean Greener, you can tell he's passionate about it. Pick up his book, Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America. Thanks, Dr. Greener. We'll have you on again.
Anytime. It's my pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Again, we've had him on several times, and what I love about Justin Danhoff is he leans in big time, big time when it comes to looking and peeling back some of the layers on what's going on as far as the hypocrisy sometimes with these CEOs of some of these companies and what is really going on behind the curtain. Justin Danhoff, director of the Free Enterprise Project, joins us now. He's in our virtual green room. Hey, Justin, how you been?
Hey, I'm all right, Kate, and thanks for saying that I lean in and not forward. I appreciate that.
All right, so here's the deal. You're looking at Costco. You have Costco in your sights, and the reason is because of these sustainability goals, and the CEO of the company was completely unaware. We've seen this before in other companies we've talked about to you because you're peeling through them. And he was unaware of his company's membership in the Green Driven Retail Industry Leaders Association. Had no idea, if we remember this, we talked about this, because he couldn't answer a question, a simple shareholder meeting question regarding what's happening, the move by Ryla to push sustainability issues on its big box companies, which there's like, I think, just over 200 or somewhere in the neighborhood of 200. So explain what's happened, because once again, the National Center for Public Policy Research is on the case and asking you, are the Costco CEO, whether the company is putting pressure on the suppliers and customers to pay for Ryla's high costs, right?
That's right. So essentially, in and of itself, sustainability isn't the worst thing in the world. But when sustainability comes from trade associations and it's pushed top down by the trade association to the company, to the consumer, to the checkout line, that's where we step in and that's where we have a problem. So what we've done, what we did with the CEO of Costco, Craig Jelinek, we simply go and we ask a very basic question. Look, if you're going to do anything that you term green or you term sustainable, will you make sure it's something that doesn't harm your customer? So say they want to reduce their packaging weight, and that's going to reduce their gas costs. Hey, who doesn't want to reduce gas costs in the Obama economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But if you want to use more expensive raw materials, if you want to change the layout structure of your building, if you want to switch to renewable sources for your energy, that's going to jack up my cost. If you want to change the packaging and use, you know, all these certification labels that all these green outfits are requiring now, and that's going to jack up my costs, just say no. That's all we're saying to these CEOs. And so when I ask Craig Jelinek point blank, will you reject any of the top-down measures that may harm your customers, he simply refused to answer the question. So again, the National Center, we are asking him one more time, look, 8 months ago at your shareholder meeting, right? You didn't know. All right, we'll give you a pass. You've only been CEO of one of the largest companies in America for, you know, a year and a half or so. We'll give you a pass, but it's been 8 months. Are your customers getting fleeced at the checkout counter, or are you going to reject those cost-raising initiatives? And he simply still won't answer the question.
And do you think it's, I mean, is he's well aware of it and is just trying to push you off, or he's just like the deer in the headlights? What's your sense?
Oh, he's well aware. They have a sustainability office in Costco. They have executives making six figures at Costco who their entire job is to promote and push this sustainability. If you recall back when I asked him directly at the shareholder meeting about sustainability, and he sat there at that point as a deer in the headlights, the one example he gave me is he said, well, we put solar panels on some of our buildings and we got rebates from the government. That's good, right? I mean, this guy's got to be kidding me. The best thing he can come up with is that he robbed John Q. taxpayer as the CEO of one of the richest companies in America, and that he thought that was good for sustainability. I mean, this guy really, really doesn't know what's going on in his own company. He is only the second CEO they've ever had. The founder was there for quite some time, and he just stepped down, like I said, about a year and a half ago. And Craig Jelinek, in my opinion, isn't going to last long if he's going to ask his customers to pay more so that Costco can greenwash their image, so that, you know, Vice President Biden can go cut the ribbon at the new opening of Costco here in Washington, D.C. back in November. If that's the way the company's going to go, it's going to stay in business for a little while, but not forever, and Craig Jelinek may not stay at the head of the company.
Yeah, so what do you, and the idea of course, telling everybody is to open their eyes to what's going on at Costco, and actually even some other companies that fall into this same kind of hole, right?
Yeah, it's Costco, it's Walmart, it's Home Depot, it's Best Buy, it's Target. The big name retailers that you can think of, they're all part of the Retail Industry Leaders Association. And look, not all of them are bad actors, but quite a few of them are. And basically what we have is a built-in cost to a lot of the goods sold. And, you know, once you increase the cost, you either increase it at the checkout line, or you keep the cost the same and the shareholders take a hit. The increased cost of goods has to go to one of those two places, and I say it should go neither. The free market will dictate green things from time to time, and those should be jumped on by CEOs if that's what they wanted to. But if it's dictated by a top-down government-type bureaucracy like the Retail Industry Leaders Association, we're asking these CEOs just say no. And, you know, part of what we're doing in asking the CEOs to say no and asking customers to open your eyes and see what's going on.
Yeah, because ultimately what happens here is green is big business. And the problem is it isn't the true green that people initially think that's happening. It's easy, I think, and you may think the same thing, it's easy to fool people about believing that they're helping, they're jumping on the bandwagon, and that word sustainability can be very tricky and for a lot of people because they really don't understand what's happening. Do you think that's part of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you poll people on just the word sustainability, the favorability rating is very, very high, right?
Yeah.
But my organization, the National Center for Public Policy Research, we actually conducted a poll back in January, and we asked consumers, would you be willing to pay a little bit more for green goods? So that we basically lined up what RILA was doing, right? They're pushing top-down sustainability standards. They want all these retailers to push these onto their suppliers. Would you pay a little bit more? Well, 52% said they wouldn't pay a penny more. 56% said it was unfair for companies to force their suppliers to, you know, comply with these mandates and then pass the cost on their customers. Notably, only 3% of respondents said that they would be willing to pay 10% more for the cost of their goods. So if you're really, really hitting at this sustainability push, you're only going after a niche market. But you're only going after a niche market once people have the education. Because like I said, sustainability at first has high favorable ratings until people realize what it is. So that's what we're trying to do, is let people know what it is and let these companies know that once we get this education out to the folks, you're only going to be going after a very small market of Americans, especially over the last 4 years, because sustainability years, about 4 or 5 years ago, these poll numbers were not what they are now. When people had a few more bucks in their pocket, people were willing to spend more for green, upwards of 60-65%. But that's not this day and age anymore, not in this economy.
Yeah, and RILA, pretty much, they've got a monopoly. I mean, it's a monopoly if you think of some of the members that you mentioned, whether it's even CVS or Gap or Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, JCPenney. I mean, that's what it is. This is not free market, is it?
No, it's all of them in it together, because what they can do is they can weed out the little guy. They can weed out the suppliers that aren't willing to go along. When you put 200 of the largest retailers together, and it includes things all the way down to, like, Apple is involved in RILA, right? So, I mean, some of the biggest names not even that first pop in your mind with retail. So you go from Walmart to CVS to Apple and everywhere in between and betwixt. And you've got what's set up as a de facto new monopoly that can squeeze out suppliers who aren't willing to meet with these demands. And you're going to get all products that are green certified in one way or another. And they're not going to be what the market would dictate otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely crazy. Do you have plans to hit up some of these other shareholder meetings? Because, you know, the list is long, isn't it?
Oh, the list is long. Yeah, we hit up 33 so far this year, and we're not done yet. And we're starting our shareholder resolution process, and we're going to be hitting them all with the shareholder resolutions as well, that basically let them know and put it to a vote at the shareholder meeting that this isn't the direction we want the companies going. Let's dump RILA altogether and, you know, get back to the core principles that made some of these companies great.
All right, I love it. Justin Danhoff, keep us abreast of what's going on. That's 33 companies. We'll see how many by the end of the year from the National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great night, Kate. Thanks so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given healthcare rights. visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.